Thank you, Naomi. Because Levi is here, I'm going to move a little bit, and it's actually part of the sermon. So the advantage of being on Zoom. Is that you get a little tour? So here we go. I need to bring my gong for the silence. So I was thinking about where am I going to do this sermon? And I realized that I found the perfect spot. So this is the threshold to my home. And this is my bathroom. And I said last night when we were in person, I'm just going to give you a quick, just a little like, so you walk in the door here, and then you go right into the toilet. And I talked about this last night. Because my friends Nate and Jake had been visiting, and I wanted you to be in the bathroom with me, but it's too bright. So we're gonna be in the my other favorite place. This is where I'll explain in a moment. So my friends Nate and Jake stayed with me, and their baby Solace, and they did a space cleansing ritual for me because this is the home that my ex and I moved into together and had Levi, and where a lot of abuse and really messy stuff happened. So this is where she shoved me on the, like, this was the last time she was really here, was right by this door. And what I ended up talking about last night was how when we did this bathroom, so I wanted Nate and Jake to like do this ritual in every room in the house. And when we got to this bathroom, you go right in it. I said, I'd like my prayer for this bathroom is that there be privacy without secrecy and intrigue. But also, like, that was like too boring. I was like, that is like some kind of self-help, shrunken expectation kind of life. So I was like, but also intrigue. And then Jake said, well, what about mystery and good surprises? And so last night, reflecting on that, I talked about what it means to sort of lean on or like lean into the body of Christ. And at St. Lydia's, there's so many of us say what we connect to most is the community. And so that's the body of Christ. And just thinking of that as something bigger and deeper and more mysterious than what we have with each individual, which is really messy and really confusing. And so we were talking about this in terms of queerness and this passage. And one thing I kept coming to with this, and today it sort of deepened a bit, it's like with Paul, he persecuted the Christian faith violently, and then preached it. And people were being asked to take it from him. to like to t take this thing that he was suggesting could save them, but from him. And so in our dinner groups, when I asked to sort of think about a person you carry with you, a lot of us talked about someone who we'd rather not have with us. And I've really been reflecting a lot on what it's like to have that person. And in the context of queer Christianity, there's a few other twists with that. Like that person might have been the one who shaped your deepest desires. I mean, that's not just true of queer sexuality, but I think that's what makes all sexuality queer is what is the mix of things that's really in there. And so on. That fucker that we're carrying around with us, I've tried a lot of different things, and I have like a lot of different spiritual traditions that I draw from. And I finally got to this place where it's like, oh, the one in me who longs, in my case, it's someone where there's a lot of longing, who longs for that person and abandons herself for that person again and again, and it's been different people in a way. That is the one that won't quit. Like that's the part that's like Paul for me. You don't want to take it, you don't want to like take the truth from that one. But that one like knows something and just you're not like it keeps coming up effortlessly and that is the place that's just so ancient and so present that if you take the truth from them, not the one, the person who is sort of taunting them, but the one that's responding to that, that's sort of really feel that's really clinging there. That's the one who's longing for God the most. And praying from that place has just changed some, shifted something in me with the relationship with that person that I'm carrying with me.